New York City schools have opened their doors this year to around 20,000 children who are recently arrived migrants. Public schools must accept all children, regardless of immigration status. But some parents wonder if the city's school system can handle so many new students. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
For many New York kids, summer means a summer job or summer school. For 13-year-old Vanessa, this summer was spent selling fruit snacks outside a subway station in Manhattan with her mother.
No me tratan mal y si sé inglés.
She says people out here aren't bad, and she's been learning English. Vanessa is part of a new wave of migration to New York. About 100,000 people have arrived in the city since spring 2022. Her mother, Alejandra, asked that their last name be withheld to protect their family who remained in Ecuador.
Están matando, están secuestrando, están violando.
Back there, she says, they're killing people. There's kidnappings, rapes. Alejandra is undocumented. Vanessa, her daughter, is applying for asylum. And now she's started eighth grade in Brooklyn. The large influx of migrant children coming into schools has caused some division among New York parents.
Compassion dictates that you want to try to figure out, like, they're here now. What are we going to do with these kids that are here?
Maude Marin is a parent of four. She's also an elected leader on a Manhattan Educational Advisory Board.
But there should also be a question of what is the impact going to have on kids that have suffered many times over a year of learning loss from COVID shutdowns and pandemic. And now they're going to have classrooms filled to the brim with migrant kids that teachers are unprepared and in some cases incapable of teaching.
Marin says she hasn't heard from the Department of Education on how they plan to address the situation at hand. She worries that New York schools can't handle so many foreign students, not with only 3,400 teachers dedicated to instructing English language learners. But Melissa Aviles-Ramos, chief of staff for the New York Department of Education, says New York schools are prepared for this.
We can handle it. We always have handled it. This is a massive increase that we've ever seen before, and it is not without challenge. This is a real opportunity for our teachers, our admin, and all of our staff to really step up.
The department has hired 188 English as a new language teachers and is looking to hire more. NPR spoke to teachers throughout the city who said it's barely enough.
The Department of Education is vastly under-resourced for everything.
Christopher asked that we withhold his last name because he's concerned he'll get in trouble for speaking out. He says the new students are a joy to be around.
Every kid that we've had so far has been incredibly eager to learn. They just want to be kids. They're children.
He worries that they're being scapegoated for crises that existed long before they arrived.
I mean, you could take all of these new students out and there's no money.
Other teachers told NPR this situation could enrich New York schools.
This is an opportunity to also diversify our schools. New York City is one of the most segregated school districts in the country.
Rosie Frascella has a child in elementary school and is an ENL teacher herself in the city. She says it's challenging, but
there's a really strong need in the United States for us to be multilingual. Most of the world is multilingual. And people from the United States really lag behind in that respect.
In the meantime, far removed from the debates, standing in the midst of Midtown Manhattan's traffic, Vanessa, the 13-year-old Ecuadorian, says she's dreaming of becoming a lawyer one day.
Ser abogada.
¿Qué tipo de abogada?
But for now, she's just happy to go back to school. It's been a long summer out here, and she's ready for a break. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.